Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your missed call, ma'am, for Home Care Services. How can I help you today?
Oh, yes, hi. I was calling to set up for my son.
How old is your son?
36.
Okay. What county does he reside in?
Burke County.
Okay. Has he ever had services in the past, or is this his first time online?
No, he had services in Philadelphia.
Okay. And you're just calling to renew it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you going to be his caretaker to do all his hours?
Yes.
Okay. How many hours a week does he get?
She said 40.
40 hours? Okay.
Yeah.
I ask because we pay overtime, so anything after 40 is time and a half. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. One second, please hold, okay? Okay, what's your son's name?
Marquise, Marquise, middle initial L, last name Spencer, Spencer.
And date of birth?
01-13-1990.
And his new home address?
208. Hay Creek, HayCreekROAD, Birdsboro, BirdsboroPA, 19508.
And is this Medicaid through Keystone, UPMC, AmeriHealth?
UPMC.
And do you have a service coordinator's information, a name and a phone number?
Yes.
And, Mom, what's your first and last name?
Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, middle initial M, last name Mercer Spencer, M-E-R-C-E-R hyphen S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Yeah, her name is...
And a good number to reach your son?
302-275-2482.
Okay. Take your time, no worries. While you're at it, grab something to write with, preferably a notebook or a notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to the agency's information, okay?
Okay.
Yep, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, right. Keep all this information together. But I was out yesterday when she called me. And she gave me. Yes. Yes, I'm ready. Hello?
Thank you.
Did you find your service coordinator's information?
Oh.
No worries. Do you hear a beep on the line?
Yeah.
Like you do? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Give me 1 minute.
Take your time, ma'am.
Yesterday, you know. Oh, this writing is one of my fears.
Usually it happens.
All right, I have it.
Don't worry.
All right, I have it right here. I'm looking all over. I just had it yesterday. I was out, and she called me, and I wrote everything down. Karina?
Karina?
Yes.
Karina, okay.
Yes, she's from UPMC, 833-280-8508.
And this is the number where you can reach her directly, correct?
I have no idea.
That's okay. We're going to find her. Don't worry.
For home health care.
Yeah, we'll find her. Don't worry. Let me see who's available so they can further you along. 1 second.
Yeah, because I was calling her to let her know he was out of the hospital and everything. She came to the house and did one intake, and then by the next time, he was hospitalized. So,
No. Is he okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. As long as he's home, right? He's going to be okay.
Yes, home, resting, yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to wait to see if anyone's available to further you along, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try and see you to Ms. Dina. She's going to further assist you and your son.
Okay.
Okay? Just give me 1 minute while I put in the rest of the information.
All right, thank you.
And I'm going to be just repeating the information you gave me for accuracy. So Marquise is Marquise, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Middle initial is L, and his last name is Spencer, S-P-E-N. C-E-R. 1 second, that beeping stuff came back. A good number to reach him is 302-275-2482.
Yeah.
And you're going to be his caregiver. You're going to be the one that's doing all the hours. And you say he has 40 hours approved, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to look at his Medicaid ID number now and confirm that everything is good with the waiver. Was he recently approved, or he had services in the past? I know I asked. I just don't remember.
Yes, he had services down in Philadelphia.
The county, correct? Okay.
Yes.
Do you know your son's Medicaid ID number, or you want me to give it to you just so you have it?
Yes, you can give it to me. They supposed to be sending me a card.
Yep, that's why I give it to them. Yep, because some people don't even have it. So it's 100-113-7064.
7064.
You got it.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. All right, I'm just finishing up the last few things I have to put in for Ms. Dina to further assist you along, and you guys are going to probably be calling the service coordinator, and they're going to be sending you your hiring application, okay? Wrap everything up for you.
Okay.
How do you like your new spot?
Oh,
I've
been.
As well?
Yes, it's right next door. I'm only moved right next door from 210 to 208.
Okay, not that bad.
And
you said Bucks County, correct?
Yeah, from Philadelphia County to Berks County.
I thought it was Berks. One second, just make that correction. Berks, B-E-R-K-S.
Yes.
And the zip code is 19508, correct?
Yes.
Are there any minors in the home? Anyone under the age of 18?
That live here? Just me and him live together.
Okay.
But I'll babysit my granddaughter. She's just turned one Monday to Friday.
But she don't live in the home.
No.
Okay. And a good number to reach you, Ms. Deborah?
302-275-2482.
I believe it's 82. 2482, right? It's the one on my call ID, 302-275-2482.
Okay, yes.
Got it.
That's it, yeah. Can I put down emergency number, also a cell number?
Absolutely. One second. Okay, who's going to be the emergency contact?
His sister, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, middle initial M, last name Riley, R-I-L-E-Y.
And what's her phone number?
267-455.
Mm-hmm.
4087.
Got it. That's 267-455-4087, correct?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Deborah. My name is Jasmine. Like I said, it's been a pleasure assisting you. I'm going to be transferring this call to Ms. Dina. She's going to further assist you onto services and send you your hiring application, okay?
All right, thank you.
You call me if you need me, okay? Absolutely. Welcome on board. Please hold.